Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Spur Ranch proudly invites you to the Performance Herd of the Heartland Sale coming Friday, October 23rd, 1 p.m. at Spur Ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 550 head will sell, including 150 registered Angus, 18-month to 2-year-old performance-tested bulls. To see a catalog and videos, go to spurranch.com or call Clay Hartley or Jeff Owen at the ranch, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's performance sale, Friday, October 23rd.
Well, U.S. cotton exports are projected to reach 14.6 million bales for the 2020 crop year, according to the latest supply and demand report from the Department of Agriculture. Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us with the breakdown of the report.
In the latest USDA supply and demand report, USDA made a few small changes to the 2020 U.S. balance sheet, including a slight drop in production and an increase in the average farm price. U.S. exports are projected to reach 14.6 million bales for the 2020 crop year. Current sales commitments are strong at 8.7 million bales due to a large carryover from the previous crop year due to the COVID pandemic. China has been a large buyer in recent months, resulting in current commitments of 3.3 million bales, representing 38% of all U.S. export commitments at this time. So far, we have shipped 1.2 million bales to China and a total of 2.5 million bales to all countries.
For the world balance sheet, USDA reduced cotton production by almost 1 million bales to 116 million bales, mostly due to lower production estimates from Pakistan and Greece.
USDA did increase world consumption by 1.5 million bales as compared to last month due to increases for China and India. This is the first upward month-over-month projection in global consumption in nearly a year. The latest world consumption estimate of 114 million bales for the 2020 crop year would represent a 12% increase as compared to the 2019 level of 102 million bales, which is a pretty optimistic number. World ending stocks for the 2020 crop year are projected to reach 101 million bales, with a record 65 million bales outside of China.
That's Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation has announced that its 102nd annual convention will be held online. The announcement follows the cancellation of all events through January 31st, 2021 at the San Diego Convention Center, where the convention was scheduled to take place. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval says, "While we're saddened to not meet in person for this convention, we are eager to bring this event safely to farm and ranch homes across the country." The 2021 American Farm Bureau Virtual Convention, planned January the 10th through the 13th, will bring together farmers, ranchers, and industry experts. The online event will offer American Farm Bureau Convention favorites from the Ag Innovation Challenge and the YF&R competitions to the Ag Foundation Book of the Year and the anticipated Farm Dog of the Year. Registration for the 2021 American Farm Bureau Virtual Convention will be open a little bit later this year and will be free to all attendees. Further details on the event can be found at fb.org/events. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, if you're involved in a value-added program or interested in getting involved with one, you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age-verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the value-added market to you.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.